With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Republican Elsie Artson says she'll seek re-election next year as Montana's superintendent of public instruction.
I still have a lot of energy, and I've always been a positive person.
Artson is from Billings and was a teacher and legislator. She says she has successfully led efforts to bring together different groups to promote career and college readiness for students beginning in middle school, and also pushed for education funding and student safety. Montana saw record-high graduation rates during Artson's first term, but student scores stagnated on national assessments in the same period. Artson says assessments are only one measure of student success.
The assessment needs to be parallel with what the student is learning. And this also comes to what I would also like to put into play, and that's more personalized learning, innovation, reflecting that it's student success, not system success.
Artson's announcement today sets up a possible rematch of the 2016 superintendent race that Artson won against Democrat Melissa Romano. Romano is a fourth grade teacher in Helena who won Montana Teacher of the Year in 2018. She's criticized Artson for what she calls a lack of leadership at the head of the Office of Public Instruction. Again, Elsie Artson.
I honor Mr. Romano for jumping into this race. But I know my credibility, understanding budgets, understanding policymakers, and being that voice for Montana as the lead teacher, I believe my path is the best.
Artson and Romano are the only two announced candidates so far to lead the agency that oversees public schools in Montana. I'm Megan Myskowski with Montana Public Radio.